that does if I do choose that route.
Oh, thank you.
What's it like trying to match Sheriff in the weight room? I keep hearing you right up there with him.
No, I don't even try.
How does that?
He probably is the highest hand clean on the team by a lot, and then I'm sort of next, and then there's a couple guys that are right kind of around where I am, but he's sort of pretty much alone in all those Olympic categories.
Is it freakish? Is it fun? Is it fun to actually watch a guy do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it
is. I imagine it is, because you don't see that in everyday life.
Yeah, you don't. No. But, you know, Brandon's also worked really hard, and you look at maybe where he was when he came in. I don't remember exactly, but, you know, Brandon was amongst there with the rest of the freshmen when he first came in, and then that's just really been an aspect of his game that he's taken a whole nother level, and he's earned everything he's gotten, so I'm happy for him.
Did you run into him on the field in practice?
All the time.
Yeah, what's that like?
It's not fun.
Is there guys you hit and you know it's just going to be a pain in the ass?
Yeah. I would say two linemen on our team that I think present the biggest matchup problems for me is Sheriff and Walsh, just because, I don't know, some people when you hit them, you know, you bounce off or things like that, but those are guys that certain people, just the style or the way they build or just naturally the way they play, I call it like a road grader mentality. They just don't stop. You hit them and they keep going, and you know it's going to be a collision. And those two guys, you know, from the first day they're on campus, I think they just had that about them. Mm-hmm. And it served them well, and we're looking for a lot of guys like that.
The defense, you guys have given up, I think right around 200 yards the last few weeks. But it seems like it's coming in the second half when things are going away from you guys. Does it feel like it counts against the defense? I imagine it does to you.
It's frustrating because we want to play well all four quarters, and we especially want to be at our best at the end, the most important time when the game's on the line. And we haven't done that in some of our previous losses. And we're aware of it, and we're trying to make that an area of emphasis. But, you know, the only way to do that is to practice and go out and do it in the games.
Reggie, what stood out to you about him here these past couple weeks as he's gained more experience on the field with you guys?
He's just been doing a great job of listening every day, being really receptive to coaching and, you know, anything that older guys have to say to him. And he just comes out and tries to do his best and get better every day.
What stands out to you about Purdue as opposed to in the past now that they have a new coaching staff and a new type of offense?
Now, they've played us tough the last couple of years, but this is a new team. I fully expect them to be ready to go, and they're going to present some challenges for us, offense, defense, special teams, and we need to prepare and be at our best if we want a chance to win.
So is it one of those things when you watch them on film that you see their record and you're thinking that's not really indicative of who they are?
Yeah, it's probably fair. I think they've played well at times, and then there's been other times where maybe they've let some games get away from them, some drives, some series. But that's true of a lot of teams. I know that's true of us at times this year. It's all going to come down to Saturday and who's the best prepared Saturday.